Blog Talk Radio.
And hello and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. We were listening to Yuka Rose and Fever, very phenomenal singer from Bali. Tonight, you guys know we have a guest. We have a fun time. We got it all lined up. So sit back and relax. We've got a lot of you on the phone already. And welcome to Wednesdays. We have our phenomenal Mystic Celeste. She was in the audience. We'll be here tonight, too. So you're going to get a triple treat. But let's go to our guest. And I want to tell you a little bit about our guest here, as you guys are all asking and wondering here, who and what have we got? What we've got is we've got the person that laughingly was telling me that she was known as the working with the butt-kicking angel, and this is who we've got. We've got Tara Ray. She's a very phenomenal gifted healing and worker, does work with energies, crystals, jewelry, works with people, and is able to help with getting people to the Akashic Records. A very phenomenal gifted lady who's graced our presence here on Psyche's Gone Wild tonight, and we were just lucky enough. The angel said she's here, and we contacted her, and she said, I'll give you a little time on the phone and whatever's needed to help. She's obviously a healer and a worker, going to be here at the Metaphysical Society of 2013 Expo in Sun City Center, Florida, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on January 12th of 2013. So all of you guys, you can also get to meet and experience this very phenomenal healer. Tara, how are you this evening?
I am great, Jethro. Glad to be on. I'm glad I had the time to do it.
We thank you, and we feel very honored, and we just laugh. I love your, you know, some of the names now, and we're going to tease a little bit with Tara, but Tara has these wonderful names of the one, there's one with the nun, and they call you the butt-kicking angel, and, you know, Tara's very much into helping others, and her mission and goal is to find others to work with so that she can do the light work here to help all of us to be able to heal and work with the healing of the mankind and Earth, and I love that. Tara, you know, can you tell a little bit of some of the things that are going on? You're a very busy woman.
Well, when I work in churches, I usually say I'm the nun on the run without order, because they know I don't want to be a minister in a church. I want to be free to come and go because I work in AST, which is Angelic Standard Time. Linear doesn't work. So when people say, Tara, where are you going to be? Or when are you going to get there? Angelic Standard Time. And I was able to be on this show because of working in Angelic Standard Time. I have the hour to do it because tomorrow I'm in Clearwater, and tomorrow I leave for Sun City, Florida, and I'll probably be there the whole month of January because the lady was kind enough to let me use her condo until February. So that was a gift.
I love that. And, you know, it's exactly what exactly the guides are wanting with those healers and natural workers is to be condoning, bartering, and working. The gift was given there, but obviously, Tara, you know, as you were saying, you work with the energy and work with helping people. Give me an example or help me understand. I've heard so much about the Akashic Records, and I think you're the first person that we've had on here that's so knowledgeable. Can you enlighten us a little bit of what is the Akashic Records and why do we want to go there? I mean, I have a lot of people saying they're going to the Akashic Records, and I'm like, is it records that we want to know? You know?
It's the great computer in the sky. It's God.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes he's a little busy, and he's got this big computer. So if you want to tune into it, it has the records from Earth 1 to Earth 2013.
Mm.
So anything and everything you need to know, want to know, would have not been able to get the answer to. I just, what I do is I teach something called Complete Body Association, which I open the crown chakra and the frontal, which is the third eye, and the occipital, which is the back, those bumps in the back. So the occipital, the frontal, or third eye, and the crown chakra. In my class, you do it in partners, so you learn how to do it. And you fall into God's arms, and it's open to you. Because when we're born, we have the umbilical to our parent, but that gets severed. But you never lose the umbilical to the universe. And usually when I speak, I don't say God or Jesus. I just say the universe, because it encompasses God, Jesus, all there is, angels. And I work with the archangels, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Uriel. They're my very favorites, especially Raphael, because he's the healing angel with his green sword. So when I'm doing a healing, I offer him to come in and help, because the green light is the light of healing. And so I offer to teach this to people, as I said, in pairs, and they will learn how to focus on the Akashic Records and their ESPs and enhanced at least 10%. And for 2 full weeks after my class, you will be watched and honed and taught by the Universal Wisdom. 2 weeks, free of charge. My class isn't, but those 2 weeks God has given you.
I love that. No, that's excellent. And one of the things we were talking about here as we were waiting to for all of the air to get ready and Blog Talk Radio to let us go on is that we are in those times, 2013. We've got so many people to be helped. And, you know, we're fortunate in the times to have people like Tara and Amy Kavanaugh and Mystic Celeste and other gifted workers who are out there helping people to become not only enlightened, but like you said, to go to the Cosmic Records to get the information. I feel the positive urgency from you that the angels were telling me that, you know, it's like you've got so much abundance energy, you're just combusting and helping people in such high levels. You had brought up with me earlier, we were talking about Canada, and I thought, how phenomenal. I mean, you're bouncing from continent to continent. You're going from country to country here, and I'm very impressed with you. Was this a mission that the angels put you on, or have you straight marketed what you're going to do, you know, here with this path?
Well, and before my book came out, I did tours from Texas and all around the United States. And then 4 years ago when Mother Teresa passed, they said, okay, we got to pass the baton here. And they know I've been wanting to get on the road. I said, fine, but I'm not going to hurt the country she went to. She's already done her thing. I want to stay in the United States and Canada and maybe England and Australia and New Zealand. And they said, fine. And I said, since I've given everything away and I'm totally on my own besides you, because you're never on your own, I, you know, need help. So a lot of times people who don't have the money to pay, they will exchange it for room, and I will help them with their body, their mind, their spirit, their car, their animals. So when I leave their house in 7 to 10 days or more, I spent 6 months with a woman that I helped. She went from a size 6X to a 1X and got rid of her husband, got her a new car, got rid of her house. So whatever needs to be, you just tell me what it is you want, because intention is a map for the mind. There's 103 words of wisdom in the back of my book. Intention is a word for the mind. You put out there what you want, not what you don't want. And so you tell me what your intention is, and I will help you get it.
I love it. And by the way, your book is The Universe on the Move, and it is sold by you. And so let everyone know how they can get it. We've got a lot of people just typing, and we're going to get to your phone. Guys, relax. We've got a lot of people putting their hand up and getting all wound up. You've got them excited, Tara. But it's Universe on the Move. And, you know, how are they go ahead and buy the book? We know we can catch you here at Metaphysical Society at Sun City Center in Florida, but if we wanted to order it from you on the phone here or through iTunes, how could they get a hold of you and order the book?
Okay, they can go on my website, Tara, T-A-R-A, Ray, R-A-E, 444.com. And 444 means Earth Angel. So if you see it on the clock, 444, 333, 1111, the angels are getting your attention, so make a wish. Especially 1111. Make a wish. It'll come true. So, yeah, TaraRay444.com. My cell phone is 817-975-0493. And on my website, you can get through PayPal. Or if you're not in the country, because I had a lady from Poland wanted it, couldn't get it. They wouldn't send it to pay, because I'm not. PayPal isn't set up for Canada or out of the United States. So if you are somewhere like Canada, I'd have to mail it to you. I'm the only one selling it at this time because since I'm on the road, I have to keep my books with me. And so I personally would rather have some. I'm very particular who gets my book.
I could tell.
It's true. I want someone who buys my book to actually read it. And I want to. And when you buy my book, I give you an intuitive message from the universe, from a dead whoever is passed, whatever for their highest good at the moment, whether it's a healing, a hug. So they get that a quick message from the universe. So that's part of my thank you. Now the book is 20 and 25 in Canada. And when I was in Ontario, they just kept throwing the 25s at me. It was so great. People have money in Ontario.
Yes, they do. They do in Canada.
And cash.
Yes. They, you know, and I love the when you're dealing with the people, like we're talking about the continent, you can tell I lived in the lower part of Rocky Mountains, and when we would call and do the phones, they like you said, they had cash, they were ready to go, and they're so different than our United States that it impresses me with your book that you have, like you said, you have the keys to basically the classic, so you've got to go be with who buys your book. But also, am I correct, like you... If good examples, I have someone I know that has migraines, and we've worked with this on trying to cure the migraines. We have found there's a spot, a left side of their shoulder that's knotted, that's connected to it. They become physically sick sometimes. We've tried massage, we've tried everything. If they were to come to you, would you suggest that they take the healing class from you to become a healer, to heal thyself, or would you want one of us others to come and help to heal her?
Well, you know, it's interesting about heal thyself. I don't know if you've noticed this, but healers themselves aren't that great at healing themselves. And they think that's happened, so it's okay to ask for help. And when you ask for help, then you bring someone into your space that you wanted to meet anyway. Because there's lots of things that go on with me that I'll call in someone. Like when I was here, I was working on my knee. I had an MRI. I found on LinkedIn how I met you. I met a DO. And an acupuncturist, and I got all that done in trade, so it was great. So I came here and got a lot of healing, and I'm on my second day of fasting, so I am speeding here.
Excellent. And speaking of speeding, we've got a bunch of ones that are going to hit the speed bumps on me if I don't let them play. We've got 925. You're on live on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you, 925?
Hello. Hi, I'm good.
Good. We were enjoying our time here with Tara, and this is Psyche Jethro, and you are?
I'm Sahara.
I'm glad you called. I thank you for calling in, and we are giving a little bit of a reading here with energy. Is there a specific question you want to look at, or would you like to ask one of us a question?
No, I don't have a specific question. I just wanted a reading, like, on the year to come, like, you know, 2013 now.
And being a gentleman, I will start. Tara, are you picking up anything for Sierra?
Well, remember, intention is a map for the mind. Unless you have some sort of intention or which way you want to go, can it actually be? But if you say you want to know for your highest good and the good of all concerned, that's another reading too. But I find the best way to do it is to find out what your intention is. What do you see in 2013? And I can put that out there for you.
Well,
we can make it happen together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I basically just want to, like, you know, make decisions and not being so confused about anything anymore.
Okay, and, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19. All right, that's a 10. When are you going to be 20?
20 this year, August.
Okay. Since it's a new beginnings, anything you didn't complete last year, you have to keep completing until it's totally completed. Because until you go into 20, can you take in what you complete now to go over into 20? So think of all the things that you had on the fence that you wanted to take care of, but you've been putting it off for whatever reason. It doesn't matter. Just get it done. And then in 20, 2 is intuition, and 0 is God. So your intuition will be tuning into God, but you must complete the new beginnings, because you can't have a new beginning until you complete what you just, you know, from 18. That was a 9. Mm-hmm. 9 is completion, 10 is new beginnings. So when exactly are you going to be 20? What month?
August 3rd.
Okay, so you're a Leo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have the mane?
Yeah.
Got the long hair? Okay. Leo, you're very strong. I'm Aquarius. You're as strong as I am. You're above me. You are so strong that all you have to do is see it, and know it. Because if you hem and haw, the universe can't help you, because they're waiting for you to say, okay, I'm ready. I swear I am ready. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Go for it. I'm telling you, it works.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, and we're glad you called in, Sarah. We're welcoming all of you guys. We've got quite a bit. The phones have went nuts. And Tara, I thank you. Here we got you working away. We went, had quite a few people asking us again, and we're going to kind of quickly let everyone know that January 12th.
Saying June, too. I mean, I swear. I keep saying June for January, so we're so tuned in. I keep saying it. Something special is going to happen in June, Jethro.
Something very special. I'm feeling the energy
of
it.
Yes, because I can't wait for June.
We're both going. Well, that's great. We've got to do a class together. I think me and you do a class of raising energy and doing together and just really through the height. Tara is strengthening out. Now, you have worked with people on working on the healing energy and the high energy of the vibration. Is there any suggestion you have for – I have someone that's wrote me from Arkansas here that says that they feel a lot of – pains that they physically, their body aches. They've never found anything from doctors to prescribe what it is, but they were wondering if you would suggest anything that might help them with this pain.
Is this the one with the migraine?
This is a
another one.
Another one, yeah. We've got a lot of them on the screen.
Where's the pain? Where's the pain?
They said the pain's located on their, it comes from their, into their back, down their neck, and seems to reside in
left
their
side.
Left
Did
side.
They say left or left
side.
Or right side?
Left side, yes.
Left side, I'm getting left side. Okay, now left is receiving, nurturing. Is it a female?
Yes, a female.
Okay, so if they're not nurturing, if they're not bringing in what they need for themselves and doing for everyone else and not for them, yeah, it's going to be a pain. You know, shouldering responsibility, pain in the neck, pain in the ass. It doesn't matter. You have to ask yourself, who? Who's a pain in the neck? Who's a pain in the ass? Who's a pain in the neck? So once you find out who, what, where, and why, then you'll be able to explain the pain. Because pain is just a symptom of mental, physical, and spiritual problems. And especially if the doctor can't figure it out. And if you eventually figure it out, but not completely, the left side will go to the right side.
Man.
You've got to, see, what I do is I get to the core of their problem, even if I have to go into the womb to do it.
Feel that. And I you know, Tara, I love what you just said there, because you're just exactly the sending and receiving and the incoming, you know, the diagnosis, and she's going right in, because this is what you guys who are getting into our healing. I laugh because Tara just now pretty much dissected you, put you together, went and grabbed a hold of it and talked with you on it. Do you see the difference here? This is real and this is live. This is what I love about Tara and other healers. If a healer doesn't want to deal with it and they seem standoffish, get a different healer. You want a healer that's intense. I mean, I love you guys who write me and you say, how do I pick one? You don't. They pick you. You basically walk
that's
in.
That's right. They pick you. You say, God, that's it. I've had enough. Show me a better way. And you'll meet them at a health store. You'll meet them in a bookstore. You'll meet them in a toilet. It doesn't matter. I've met people in all three of them and 20,000 feet up in the air. The healer is where you are when you finally raise your hands to the sky and say, I allow it in. I've had enough. I can't do it anymore.
For herself.
It's true. 916, you're on live.
She needs somebody to sit there and do it with her all day.
916, you're on live.
She can hire me or a room in exchange for working.
I guess 916 is a little busy without us. We'll let them have that time they're talking with themselves. 813, you're next then. How are you, 813?
Doing well. How are you?
Really good. You called it a night when we've got Tara Ray and Psychic Jethro on together, working, helping, healing, and readings for people. And I would like to know who you are and if you've got a question.
My name is John, and little situation on, you know, the home front. Me and my wife are separated. She mentioned something in December about, you know, possibly continuing through a divorce. I just don't know where I'm at and if you see anything else, too.
It's terrible, John, and I feel like the energy here is... It's a change that you're not wanting, and yet it feels like that. What I feel here is that you've got some things coming in. I am picking up some of that, John, with you, and I love what they've got here and the energy with you, because the angels are telling me that what they're showing me is that you're like replacing your sails. Your wife is talking divorce, things are happening. I see you replacing the sail and the wind and the life and the change grabbing it, and you don't want to get a divorce. You also are trying to understand what has gone on there. I feel that this is something that you are not, I mean, you two are not really fighting, but you're just distant from each other, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Correct. This is my week for divorces with you guys. I don't know what's going on. Tara, help me with John here. What are you picking up too? We'll tag you.
Well, being a psychologist also, I always discover there's two sides to each story. And therefore, things don't just happen overnight. How long were you married?
We've been married for 8 years.
John? 8 years. Okay, eight. Eight is prosperity, infinity. You know, it goes on and on and on and on. It never ends. So things just didn't happen overnight. What you have to do is focus on the things that bothered her,
mm-hmm.
the things that are bothering you, what you like about her, what you dislike about her. What you dislike about her is what you dislike about yourself. And what you like about her is what you like about yourself. Now, in my book, I have a section called Touching the Lion on the Nose, where you can actually, in meditation, bring the person in you want to talk to, sit them in two chairs, and tell them how you feel. You don't need a person in the room in order to do this. And you tell them how you feel, what you would like changed, everything you need to know without judgment, and just do it. And then you circle yourself in pink light, send pink light to them, and a bubble of what you say will go up to the universe, and she will get it in your heart. God will bring it to her heart. But you have to answer all those questions, what you like about her, what you don't like about her. What you don't like about her, you don't like about yourself. And she will say the same thing. And then after you do all that, you can meet with her and ask her what she doesn't like about you and what she does like about you. And then you can compare it. But you have to go on a level of love, because just nothing is ever ended unless it's ended to the point where there's absolutely no return. I don't see that with you.
Thank you.
I do too, and I agree. And I, John, I feel that this is going to be it's going to be a struggle, but it's going to be there. And they're also showing me that you are looking at some new avenues. I think that's going to be a positive for you. It's like one thing Tara brought up earlier about the here and now. I see you doing some new positive actions for yourself, and those are going to be building blocks for your relationship later. So you guys have some new exciting input to help the relationship. I feel that that's part of what's got you.
John, do you enjoy the work you're doing?
I do, yes.
Oh, you do. So even if you didn't get paid for it, you'd still do it?
Even if you did not
get paid for it, do you love it enough to do it? Or are you only doing it for the money?
Oh, geez, there is no money. No,
there is an answer. The answer is, I can't stay my job, but I need it because of the money. And let me tell you, everyone who keeps a job because of money ends up using it to pay doctors and lawyers and everything else, because they're so unhappy with their work that their life is unhappy everywhere. So think about what I just said.
Right, right. No, I mean, I just recently had a new location, and I'm happier with this new mm-hmm. thing. What Jethro said, this is like a new beginning that's happening for me, too, that I'm embracing. And then, yes, change will be coming within my organization in the next 6 months. I'm looking for that, because after this change, then I'm going to be going to where I want to be at originally. So,
okay, good. I'm glad you ended what wasn't happy. But she mm-hmm. went through this with you while you were unhappy, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, she did.
Yes, and that's why this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So put that into all the things I mentioned and see what you can do with her.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Goodbye,
John. We thank you and welcome you guys. We are getting through the phones. We have our Mystic Celeste is out there. It's a mystery where she is, because we have so many phone calls tonight. We're loving you guys calling in. Tara, welcome. Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. We've reached that halfway mark tonight, so I'm going to have you guys realize that we've got a new lineup for you. I'm going to start out with the week. You call in Mondays, you get yourself Amy Kavanoff, our wonderful mermaid from Florida, always there helping each and every one of you. We then turn around and hit a Tuesday take on the terrific Pamela Cummings, musical psychic from Best American Psychics in the top world this year. She took her awards. Turn around and come in Wednesday, you've got Mystic Celeste, the best is back. We've got her. She's here from Sedona, Arizona, moving across the country. So we're going to have Celeste on here. Can't wait. Love covenant. And speaking of Celeste, I just saw her beep on, but that's who's going to be here Wednesday night. So you got a hold of the radio. You're looking at Wednesday night. You haven't had enough of us. Turn around and come back Thursday, and you've got Dina Flanagan from Maine, hard-hitting, natural psychic and healer with yours truly, Psychic Jethro. We're doubling it up on Thursdays. Have a lot of fun. TNT, ready for Thursday. Ready to go on. Then Friday is our special day. We have extra guests anytime. You never know what's going to happen on our fabulous Fridays. Still there going with another hour of it. Turn around and go at 1 a.m. in the morning on Psychic Learning Connection. Amy Kavanaugh won't go to bed, and she's got some things that she wants to help you with. So call into the Psychic Learning Connection at 1 a.m. Saturday mornings. You guys are just terrific. Speaking of Saturday, turn right around and come back Saturday evening with Psychic Jethro and fun with all the friends that we can find. We are having a little bit of experience with Blog Talk here, and we're going with it. I want to thank everyone that's here, and as you guys are looking at the energy, turn around and make sure that you check with us on Sunday, because Casey Kelly's back, and she's selling coffee, helping people with that Ganderma coffee, and doing Destiny card readings. Celeste, how are you this wonderful evening?
Hi, Jethro. I'm great. How are you?
In trouble. I have people in the room and everywhere looking for you, and I didn't hide you. I told them that you were psychic. You were just in, having one of those lovely Sedona times.
I was. I have family here, so I apologize for not getting on here anytime sooner. But, I'm here now.
Well, it's great, and we want you to meet our wonderful guest. We have the kicking butt angel, Tara Ray, and Tara Ray is here. Phenomenally.
I miss Sedona, Fred.
Hi, Tara. It's nice to meet you.
Hi.
No, I could imagine. So, Tara, you and all of this energy and working with the Akashic Records, you went to Sedona and what? Turned the lights on in Phoenix? What did you do? Tell us.
Yeah, I've been to Sedona 3 times, and the last time was last year. But I miss the old Celeste. You know what I'm talking about? Like 10 years ago when it first began, and everybody was there, and then it just got too big. And everyone decided to go to other places. But the psychic street is still there. All the psychics on there. Are you part of the group on that main street?
Am I?
Or do
no,
you just
I'm,
work on your own?
Okay, no,
you know
I just
the
work
street
on my
I'm
own.
Talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no,
great.
I just work on my own, so yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a new place that opened up last year called Angel something or other. It's the first one. And she took my class, the woman who owns it, my CBA class.
Are you
so,
talking about the store, Angels of Enlightenment store?
Yeah, I guess it's that one. Yeah, she's blonde. There's about 3 people that own it, 2 guys and a woman.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to take up the time. We'll have to talk again.
No, that's great.
Sorry, Jethro.
You're fine. We want to know about those classes. And now that we've got you here, little kick button angel, we're going to ask you about that. How do they get into these classes? And
actually, it's the butt kicking. You know, I had a church say that one time, the kick button angel. It's the butt kicking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I get people off their butts, their B-U-T and their B-U-T-T-S.
Okay.
Yeah, the ones that go, I'm going to butt, I want to butt, if, should. There's a whole section on Texic vocabulary in my book. Matter of fact, people say to me, Tara, when The Secret came out, they said they stole your book. I said, they didn't steal my book. There's never been a secret. My book came out in 1995. My book is a compilation of my trips around the world and how I inspire people to be all they can be. So wherever I go on every trip, I teach you how all you have to do is open up to meet the people you have to. And I loved England so much, I did a whole chapter on England. So people say when they read the book, it's like I'm there with them, or I've taken them with me on the trips. So Hawaii and England and wherever I've been to, Sedona, New Mexico. So, and in my classes, I describe my classes in the Complete Body Association, where you literally will be taught what you cannot be taught, because for 2 weeks you will be honed and worked with. So when I finish a class, I know the universe is taking over for me, and they love when I can do that, because I tell people that I don't have, you know, I will only see a person once, and I will give you the tools so that you can get on with your own life, because I got things to do.
I love you. I just agree, Tara, and I can feel the energy. I do have, I don't know how familiar you are with the Human Designs. It's a book and a formulation. I am known.
Oh, yes. I found out what I am.
I want to know.
Yes, I'm a
Manifest?
I get it done. I get it done. I wrote it down on my many papers all over the darn place. It's the one who gets it done. It's two words.
Manifesting generator or...
Thank you, manifesting generator.
That's
thank
what I am,
Celeste.
Too.
You must be a psychic.
Yeah. I'm a manifesting generator as well. So.
Yes, and only 37% of us on the planet.
That's
you know
awesome.
That?
Wow, that's
yes.
Wow, I did not know that, actually.
Yes, I read it when she sent me my thing at 37%. What are you, Jethro?
I'm a projector, and when I first got it, I wanted to be the manifesting generator. Our friends, and I'm all like, yeah, and I'm like, I don't, and I'm like, I wanted it, and then I got the projector, and I found out my girlfriend's also a projector, and then we laughed. Mm-hmm. If anybody's ever been around, and Celeste will tell you, we are the talkers of the group. It's like, yeah, we kind of are the projectors, so, you know, I just went with it. Okay, I'm getting beeped. I'm sorry, we're going to be in trouble. I guess I'm grounded. We're going to go back to 904. You're on live. How are you doing, 904?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Great. I want to welcome you for Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro, Mystic Celeste from Sedona, and our wonderful guest, Tara Ray. I would say are you from Canada or Texas, Tara Ray?
Oh, I live nowhere. For 4 years I've been running around. But I've been to Canada 3 times, Montreal and Ottawa. But, yeah, I have no home. I'm just doing it. Anyone who opens their home to me, I'm there.
We just love you, obviously, from our universe. We just love you, Tara. 904, how are you? And would you like to ask us a question? We have time for one.
Okay. My name is Teresa, and I'm trying to ask a question about me and my girlfriend. Where is this going?
And we'll go ahead, because we're being gentlemen here. I'll let I want you, Celeste, to go ahead and start. We're going to make you for being late. We're going to tease you. We have to
see how you are. Okay, so you're just wanting to know where your relationship is headed. And can you say your name again for me?
Teresa.
I started getting the image of kind of rocky. I am getting the feeling of a kind of rocky, but it feels like it'll smooth out. I think you need to communicate with her some more. Seeing what else I'm getting. I feel like you need to, yeah, just keep getting communication. You need to sit down and talk about what you really want out of each other and what your plans are for the future. Does that resonate with you at all?
We have tried to sit down and talk, but I think it's like somebody else, so I don't know, like, I don't think she's being very honest, so that's why I'm kind of like trying to figure out where this going at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like your intuition is working on you. If you can say you don't think she's honest, that's your intuition talking to you. You know, you got to listen to it. Otherwise, you just get knocked down. How many times have you brought in people in your life that you try to take care of them?
A couple of times.
Exactly. And you're going to keep bringing them in until you understand that you can't be with your mother or your father. Think about all the things that she's done or the things that you don't like about her, and who does it represent in your life? And I find that is a way to find out what you don't want in your life. When you know what you don't want, you will finally stop bringing it in. Otherwise, each relationship will be exactly the same.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So if you are saying what you are saying, then you know that that's what's wrong, and you don't want someone you can't trust in your life. And she's not going to be able to be trustworthy if you're feeling this already.
Yeah, because we've been together like 8 years, so I'm just kind of like, I've never started feeling this to this, like, last year, like, from last year to now. So that's why it's kind of like iffy on my behalf.
Well, another 8-year thing, Jeffro. John was 8 years, too.
Yes, it is, and we're on those patterns, and we both have decided June. We're getting this really thing about the energy with June coming up. Me and Tara know it's wonderful. I also am feeling some energy with you that's happening with some other stuff here, Teresa, and I think that it's going to come out the honesty. They're telling me with the guides in you that you're going to – you are the one that's in the relationship where you sat down with her and you're going, you love me, you've got this – okay. I know, you know, and you know, I feel in your heart you're one of those people that are very good person that you're going, I know that you're not being honest to me, and you need that. You need some of this closure for you. It's just spit it out. I mean, you know, that's what I'm getting from you. I get that it frustrates you that she's playing a little dishonesty, and I think that she's done this before in the relationship to keep her own silliness, and it's starting to turn sour for you. It's like, you know, like everybody says, you can really love someone. It's a cute, beautiful time, but if they keep continually doing these little silly things, it's starting to annoy, and I think that's what the hurt is. The angels are telling me that you're going to look at her and work with her. I keep seeing a glass. It looks like a glass on the table, and I see that there's a reflection, and I see the tears are coming a little bit from her. I think that you're gonna get through to her that, you know, if you want to be with me all the time. I am the main dish. You know, there's no, you know what I mean? Let's be blunt. And we had an adult night. We've already said ass and everything tonight. So all of you guys that have got kids, please have them leave the room. We have got Mystic Celeste, and we've got Tara and Jethro. So put the children away. Let's play. Here we go. And what happened with her is she got into this with you, I think, some other sexual. There's something going on with you that there's this need. I keep feeling that she does this energy. And what's really it's ironic is you're like the – it's like you're like the candy. She wants you, and yet she's not able to deal with some of the stuff of it. And you're just going, be honest with me. And she's got herself so wrapped up into this other situation. I feel like that's got to come out. And I think that once you know it, I think you're going to address it. I feel that there's some other stuff happening here. I also feel there's a little physical hurt. I worry about you a little bit, like you've gotten either rib or by the breast. I feel like there's something happened to you where you've got a little bit of aching going on.
Yeah, I do. That's crazy. Yeah.
I'm good. I didn't mean to read you through the phone. You're going to slap my hand now, but I'm just trying to, what I'm trying to get, I feel the energy, and I feel that hurts a little bit, and I'm going to get on you a little bit, Teresa. You got to take care of you. You always let these other ones get in front of you. Yes, you love them, and you are a good person, but you know what? We got to get her, you always kind of got to get put to the back burner, and I think that's part of what happened. And what's happening this time is the angels are going, you are hurting, and I think that they're going to work with you a little bit on this. I'm really concerned that you let some things kind of slide a little bit there, and I don't want to nag you over the radio. Everybody's like, oh, here goes Psychic Jethro on that mother thing, but I can feel
it. It's always, it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
Practice it. No, I don't choose to do this. No, this is not what I want. No, no, no. Because once you start doing that, then they know they can't do to you, and they'll go to someone else and do it to, or she'll finally say, thank God you have a backbone. I've been waiting for it, because I've had a lot of clients whose husbands thank me for giving their wife a backbone, and they got tired of being beating them because they had no backbone. So once you say, no, no, I don't choose to do this, I don't want this in my life, they have two things to do. They'll either leave and do it to someone else, or they'll go, ooh, I'm gonna change because I don't want to lose her. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe use some citron, Teresa. It'll give you more self-confidence. I know it's helped me in the past, and I still wear it to this day. It helps bring in abundance and also give you very good self-confidence, and also get you some rose quartz for self-love. You need to be loving
and amethyst.
Yourself more and more.
And amethyst, wear that. It protects you.
Ooh. They're going to have you all accessorizing Christmas tree up and everything. Now, wait a minute here. You guys, you let go of our Teresa.
No, I make these harmony balancing bracelets with 25 different stones on it. So a harmony balancing bracelet, they wear it 24/7. I wear it to sleep, and you never take it off. Once I made them specifically for you, you don't take it off.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah, harmony balancing bracelets. It's on my website, TaraRay444.com.
Okay.
And make sure you guys look on that TaraForay.com for her book. And she's going to get me. Yeah.
Universe on the move. Yeah, universe on the move.
Right.
Be all you can be without joining the army. You don't have to go that far. That's the subtitle.
And we're going to go. I hope we helped you, and we thank you for calling. We do tease you. Know that we fun loving you is why we were giving you a time there. But I feel like, look, we've got a friend, Teresa. You're going to call in again, and we're going to see what else they're going to dress you up with next week. Because these two.
Oh. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
See, your voice is even stronger. I love it, Teresa.
Going through the energy here, you just had two manifesting generators just put about 220 into her.
Did you hear how strong her voice is when she said thank you? When she first started, she was like this weak little muffin. And now she's, oh, thank you. Ooh, I got god bumps. Celeste, did you get god bumps?
I did.
I did.
Stronger,
my legs, everything
confident.
Is all god bumply.
in hair. Now I've got a little curly thing going on. I'm not sure I like the QP look on Jethro. So now I'm going to say, we're going to go to another 813. We have an 813-317 phone number. I think it's another Florida person. How are you, 813?
Yes, 813 is Florida.
Oh, hello, Jethro.
Hello. Hey, how are you, Brenda?
You recognize my voice.
It's hard to...
He's psychic.
We have the most fun with those jokes. You call it on the riot night. We must warn you, Tara Ray is wound and fully dangerous, along with her the last that are best teasing and making fun. So
wow, I love the energy tonight.
It is wild. I used to have straight hair, as you heard, and now it's curly. The next time you see me in a reading, I'll be the guy with the frizz look because I'm full of energy. So, Brenda, what question have you got? And we'll share you with the ladies here.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We'll have to share you. That sounded so kinky. I didn't mean it that way. We'll share you with the ladies like a reading. What question do you have? And we'll share
it. We're going to have a threesome here.
Basically, with the healing part, I was wondering if I could be helped with my weight loss this year.
Silence. Okay. What I find
I
out, it has
appetite.
To do with what you got it? Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I always find with my clients, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. I helped a lady go from 1X, from 6X to 1X in a year. And it had to do with releasing, releasing, releasing. Once you got rid of a husband, the house, the car, the weight just lost. She didn't change her diet in any shape, way, or form. When you're happy, the weight just disappears. When you're not happy, the cortisone is in your stomach, and you just gain, gain, gain. Happiness is the word for the day.
And it is. I agree with you're going to have it. You're going to have the energy do the transfer, but I also feel you've brought up a good thing there with the happiness energy. I think that color and that strength is what's happening. I see Brenda's just going through functioning. You called a perfect night because we got to find out with human design what your birth date is. These are two manifesting generators, and what they're doing is they're manifesting, generating, and putting constant energy out. I'm a projector, so I'm projecting it to it. I want you to say what you want tonight on the show, Brenda, because you've got like double the whammy, double your pleasure here with these two. They're both like two engines. Whatever you want to manifest in 2013, as Tara was telling people we first called, say it and know it now. What do you want, Brenda?
Intention is a map for the mind. You put out what you want, not what you don't want.
Yep.
Okay. I would like to.
What size do you wear now? Slack dress. What's your normal size? 16.
No, I'm 20.
20. Okay. You want to be a 16 next year?
I would like to even go less if I could. I'd like to make my
Yes.
Okay. So that's four sizes. Is that what, about 30 pounds?
No, I would...
50 pounds?
I would like
okay,
to
Okay, see what you want. Give yourself... But remember, in order to do this, you have to be happy. So you decide what's not making you happy and change it. Anything and everything.
I've been trying with that for a long time. I feel that that's true, that it's you know, it's the happiness or something within yourself that that's keeping me from losing the weight. I can't figure it out. I don't.
Okay, first of all, you said trying, that doesn't work, and you said can't.
Okay.
So get those two out of your vocabulary. Can't means won't, so why won't you? And trying means, people say trying because they don't know where to go. So the trying, but at least they think they're doing something. One minute it's trying, then it's working towards, and one day you just have to do it. So when do you want to do it?
Well, I'm just trying to find out what it is.
The word is now.
It's okay, but you're going to learn. We're going to get you there because we now you do it. Yeah, now you will be, and we're going to make it happen. This is the magic of manifesting and the energy of what our universe does. Now you will be, and then say what you want to grab onto, what you're looking at doing. I feel I'm getting a lot. Boy, you go see now. You know how my hair is curly.
Brenda, when you're in the now, you've won, because now spelled backwards is won. So you heal the past, you live in the now, and the now becomes your future of what you want. But you must heal the past to live in the now. When were you born? What's your month?
March 21st, 1965.
So Pisces?
Huh? I'm an Aries, but I think I follow Aries. Yes.
More into Pisces?
I feel like I'm more of a Pisces, but I'm right on the cusp of the 21st is the cusp.
Yeah, I'm getting you more Pisces, and that has to change. You got to get back to Aries. Aries is a fighter. Aries fights for it, but you went into Pisces, and now you're a fish out of water.
Okay, so how do
Pisces
I get...
Pisces is great, but they always have to be cuddled and told how good they are. And when they're a fish out of water, what happens to a fish out of water? It flounders. It doesn't get there. So go back into your Aries spot, you know, and be the fighter. Be the warrior. You know, and get, you know, just... How you do it is, though, what I said. Find your happiness. Find your bliss. All the time, every minute. And correct the things that are keeping you from it.
The Teresa, people, my suggestion, if I may cut in. I apologize for cutting in. But I would, Teresa, I would say that you need to start visualizing how you want to see yourself, and you just look in the mirror every day and you tell yourself how much you love you no matter what, and you really got to focus and just see yourself. You got to visualize, and right now, because we're in the winter season, you're going to go inside, inward, within you, and you're going to look at yourself and you're going to reflect on everything that has happened, and you're going to manifest right now with your thoughts. Everything is manifesting into the physical right now because of the shift that has just happened on December 21st. So that would be my suggestion. You know, start taking a walk out. You know, just being in nature. Start grounding. Walk around. You know, do it. You got to be, like, exercise, like, you know, do it. Enjoy. Enjoy it. Don't just think, you know, why is it not working? You know, don't try to, like, starve yourself. It's not going to work that way. I don't know if any of that will help you, but that's my suggestion.
Yeah, diets never work. You only you lose it and you gain it back three times. Diets are the last thing you want to do. But once you feel good about yourself, I went to Mount Shasta, and I was doing my work with the Dalai Lama and having a great time. I lost 25 pounds in a month. I wasn't even attempting to do it. The only reason I found out is because I put on these pants that were too big. 25 pounds in 1 month.
Wow.
Because I was eating properly. I was walking 5 miles a day. I was going up the mountain. I was at 5 crystal stores. Each one bought a book. I was at my absolute finest. And the weight just disappeared. I went to Canada and gained 15 back.
But the feel because I could see you and I'd be like, Dalai Lama, we got to go for McDonald's. Big tater tots. I love those kinds.
Only his lamettes do that. He doesn't. I call them his lamettes.
So proud of him, but I know me. It's like there better be an apple pie in my hand real soon. I'd be going there really wild.
You can get a natural apple pie, you know.
Brenda, we've got the energy. We're going to turn around. We've got about 7 minutes left on here. Brenda, I do feel another energy with you. We haven't really given Celeste a chance. We'll let her read for just a minute with you, and then we're going to flip to, we've got one more person, 512. Hang in, and then we'll try to go back to 916. We couldn't get you in earlier. I think you were discussing something at the same time. So, Celeste, do you have anything in encouragement? And Brenda, can you hear me? Brenda, I feel like you're...
No, I'm here. I'm listening.
Are you there? Okay. I would also get some iolite, which helps reduce fatty deposits in the body, and it also supports your liver detoxification. Like I was saying earlier, appetite's another crystal that could help, you know, the weight issue as it surpasses hunger and it raises the metabolic rate. Is this helping you at all, Teresa? Does any of this resonate with you?
With me?
It's Brenda.
Yes. Brenda, I'm sorry.
Oh. The second part didn't. You said, I want to write this down. You said iolite?
Iolite. I-O-L-I-T-E.
Hold on. I'm writing this down.
Mm-hmm.
I-O-L-I-T-E. Okay.
Helps reduce fatty deposits in the body, and it supports your liver.
Okay.
Okay.
And what was the other
one? The other one I was suggesting was appetite, A-P-A-T-I-T-E.
Okay.
Okay.
Are these vitamins?
No, these are crystals.
No, they're crystals.
Oh, crystals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get the book Back to Eden by Melody. She explains all about crystals and how to use them for what parts of the body. I recommend it highly. Melody.
Yes.
M-E-L-O-D-Y. Back to Eden.
Okay. All right.
And do try this at home, Brenda. Do try this at home.
The red bottle thing that you told me about. With
yes.
The water bottle. I've been trying that, so...
And how are we? Are you enjoying it? Has it helped? How you just started it? Because I know it's been recently. I give it to you.
I just started it like 3 days ago, I believe. Yeah, I'm just struggling to get the water down, but.
And it's, you know, it's like the health thing. I'm drinking water. I can go in and get it out of the tap. But when I put it in a bottle and make it a healing color therapy, then it becomes something bigger. And it's like that. You know, I think my mom with me in the medicine used to give me the look, because I know that even to this day, it's like we did Pepto-Bismol. Everybody was warning us against it and all the things. And I went through such a thing to find out it doesn't taste that bad. I mean, people made it out. I was like scared, being a person that had never done any medicines or anything, you know, only all natural things. I thought this stuff was going to, like, you know, make my hair glow, my fingers light up. It wasn't that bad. It was like, but it's that same theory of doing the energy. You know, let me know here in about 7 days with it how it's going and the energy, the stones the girls have told you about, and you're going to be a new girl. We're going to have you call us back with the new cycle, and you're going to be our holistic one that we've helped, because with the stones carrying them, they resonate to an energy and they'll make your vibration go. I know that kunzite is a stone that I can't do it because it makes my stomach, I have an appetite. It's the only stone that I carry. If I carry it, I won't want to eat.
Well, that's what I want. I don't want to eat.
And that's why I thought of that, because, and kunzite, you know, and Celeste will tell you, we have been friends and stuff, that she knows that when I eat, it's not pretty. I mean, there's people that will run and leave the room because I just can't. I love to. It's my hobby. My fridge light don't go off. And, you know, Celeste, there's been times that I had to make a chocolate coffee cake that almost put both of us in a coma. We had to be plucked out of our...
Yes, that was a bad time because I couldn't hardly walk.
Brenda, is it possible that you can eat little meals, three little meals a day?
Every three hours, eat something.
Because what happens is if your body is so used to eating and you... take it away from what it's used to, it's going to think it's in starving mode, and it'll keep the fat on. But if you eat something every 3 hours, whether it's an apple or a handful of almonds or just something every
carrots,
3 hours.
Celery, yeah.
Carrots, yeah, anything. Every 3 hours, it'll work. I see you as 16 in 2 months. I mean, you're when I said, are you 16, I was saying you are 16.
Okay.
So I already see you at size 16, okay?
Yay.
Okay. All right. Every 3 hours, something. Handful. Get some organic almonds. Where are you in Tampa? Are you in Tampa?
Yes, I'm in Tampa.
All right. I'm right next door to you. I'm in Clearwater, right over the Howard Bridge.
Really?
I'm leaving tomorrow. Yeah. Why don't you come to my expo? I'm going to be in Sun City Center. January 12th is the Metaphysical Expo. Exit 240 off of 75 South.
Okay.
Metaphysical Expo at the Community Center.
Okay.
The address is 1910 South Pebble Beach Boulevard. It's a community center. 1910 South Pebble Beach Boulevard, January 12th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There'll be psychics and healers. I'd love to meet you.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Okay.
Yeah, if you give me your email, I can send you the flyer, or Jethro, can you, or?
I'll send the flyer through the email so we don't get it. If I put it over the radio, they'll give it to her everything she ever wanted. But we can do that, and we got one person left we're going to do. We've got 1 minute, so 512, would you like to ask a question real quick with our three?
No, I just wanted to say Happy New Year.
And you, little Yvonne, or Happy New Year to you, Wild One, I'm glad. One of our psychic winners who won the... Did you get your present in the mail from the Psychics Gone Wild group?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
I'm glad. It's good to hear from you. So you were down there being wild in Tennessee, I take... Or Texas, sorry. Texas.
I'm trying not to be that wild.
Oh, God.
Austin. Austin, Texas, right?
Woo-hoo.
That's right.
I'm from Houston and Dallas. And I've been in Austin, Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah? Austin's a good place to be. But you guys got a great show tonight. I've been laughing at you guys.
Well, Lee, thank you. And you are one of our friends. We got 60 seconds left. Everybody want to say goodbye to everybody. We love you. Thank you for calling in, Yvonne. And tell everybody what you want to do, Celeste. And then we've got... Okay, and we've got Tara Ray. Do you want to tell anybody anything? We know where you're going to be. You've got to come back, Tara Ray. We got your number. You're going to have to come and play again.
Yes, I'll be in this area until it gets too hot.
It's always perfect. We're Florida. We're the best.
Yeah, and if anyone could put me up or put up with me, I'll be happy to stay because I really don't feel like spending $350 a week at hotels.
I know it. And see, the thing we've got, and the ones we've got, or the friends that we've got are in Jacksonville and a couple of the areas there. So we'll have to look. We're gonna be putting that mission out, and you can contact.
Yeah, please put out the word, and I'll come back to Tampa, and we can do some classes together. It'll be fabulous.
It would be great. All right. Thank everyone, and have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night from Psyche.
Bye.